The Koh-i-Noor diamond is the centerpiece of the British crown jewels. It is arguably the most famous gem in the world. But it is also the most dangerous. Countless people have lost their lives in the fight to possess it, the result, many believe, of a terrible curse. In Persian, Koh-i-Noor means the mountain of light. Its origins are a mystery, but most experts think it came from a riverbed in India. Its first verifiable appearance came in the middle of the 17th century as the central gem in the peacock throne of the Emperor Shah Jahan, head of the Mughal Empire in the Indian subcontinent. The diamond quickly became a symbol of power. It passed through conquest to the Persian ruler Nader Shah, and then to his Afghan bodyguard, who established a huge empire in Afghanistan and northern India. The jewel was now one of the most famous emblems of power in the world. In the words of one Afghan queen, "If a strong man were to throw four stones, one north, one south, one east, one west, and a fifth stone up into the air, and if the space between them were to be filled with gold, all would not equal the value of the Koh-i-Noor." The Afghans finally lost the priceless gem to a Sikh military commander called Ranjit Singh at the beginning of the 19th century. This is when the British appeared in the story. Britain was in the process of building what would be the biggest empire in the world, and much of it was on the Indian subcontinent. The British wanted the Koh-i-Noor. Singh's 10-year-old son, Duleep, now the owner of the gem, was persuaded to hand it over in 1849 to the British for the Imperial Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria had no idea of the bloody history of the diamond or its curse. Over the centuries, as the gem passed from ruler to ruler, its 793 carats, according to legend, were covered in layer after layer of cruelty and suffering. Eyes were punctured with hot needles, people were cremated alive, and one torture victim died wearing a crown of molten lead. Duleep's life was just another example. The British took Duleep to England with the diamond. Queen Victoria liked him, but felt guilty over how the jewel had arrived in her hands. Happy at first, Duleep soon became bitter at his situation and eventually left the court. He finally died in poverty. The Koh-i-Noor had arrived in England as the symbol of Britain's domination of the world. It was presented at the Great Exhibition in London's Hyde Park in 1851. The exhibition was designed to show Britain's global domination, and 6 million people, 30% of the British population, went to see it. The jewel was an enormous disappointment, however. It was much smaller and less spectacular than people had expected. It was later made part of the crown jewels. Britain's current queen, Elizabeth II, has never worn the gem. It was last seen on the coffin of the Queen Mother in 2002. The future of the Koh-i-Noor is not clear. Several countries have demanded its return, including India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran. Even the Taliban say they want it. Will the jewel stay in the Tower of London? Or will we see it one day on the head of Britain's future Queen Camilla? Considering its bloody history, perhaps Camilla should think twice.